Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Carolina basketball has back-to-back number two recruiting classes. This is Archansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. I hope this COVID-dominated world has not made you forget that Roy Williams will come off his first losing season as a head coach with a couple of starters back, buoyed by the nation's second-rated recruiting class, a potential ACC and NCAA champion that has been quietly working out at the Dean Dome in preparation for practice. It's ironic that Courtney Bancroft's program has momentarily stolen the hoops news away after securing for next season a class that is also rated number two in the country behind South Carolina. Bancroft is coming off a 14-16 record in her first season. It should be much improved thanks to her first full recruiting class, also rated highly, led by five stars guard Deja Kelly and forward Anya Pohl. So whatever happens at Carmichael Arena this season will be a prelude to an ACC contender at least next year. Her class of 2021 includes five-star forward Deonna Key from Cary, four-star guard Kayla McPherson from Madison City, Georgia, four-star guard Marasha Wiggins out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, and four-star forward Destiny Adams from Manchester Township, New Jersey. If you don't follow women's basketball, which frankly I don't, you still have to be impressed with the recruiting class ranked so high, considering Carolina women's basketball has been off the radar for years. As we know from the men, such a class can build on another and a third straight group of touted freshmen following in 2022. As a refresher on the men's side, point guard Caleb Love finished the recruiting season as the number six prospect in the country, followed by center Dayron Sharp, number 20 in his class, just ahead of forward Walker Kessler at number 25, all five-star signees. Combo guard R.J. Davis, small forward Puff Johnson, Cameron's kid brother, and shooting guard Kerwin Walton are all one less star on the charts, but good enough to give old Roy his best class in about 12 years. Lord knows it seems like a long time since that last season ended. This is Archansky. See ya.